This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, it is Tuesday, the 30th of July. How do you do? I hope well. It is our wish that you have a wonderful day. On the DJV program, we hope we add to that with our conversation and what's trending and that good stuff. JJ, where'd that come from?
JJ
Horn is here with us, along with V for Victoria Keelan. C. Shillen is Kara Shillen. Hi, everybody's here. And at your service and on your side with the trending story. I want to know whether there's... I see a lot of stuff floating around on social media about Representative Omar holding secret fundraisers with some of the Islamic groups that are tied to terrorism. Is that muckraking? Is that true? Is there anybody that knows more about it?
A lot of people have said that that is true. I don't know. I know that she has expressed a lot of sympathy for a lot of these groups, so it wouldn't be surprising, but I don't know. I haven't seen anything about that myself.
All right, so then what do we make of some of the rhetoric back and forth between her? Rand Paul is still on it. I think we were talking yesterday. Was it yesterday or last week at some point in time when he referenced what Donald Trump had said about going back to see what life is like in your country of Somalia, which roused the ire of a lot of people. Rand Paul seems to be sticking to that, though, hasn't he?
She sent out a tweet celebrating the fact that he got attacked. Remember when he got attacked by his neighbor? I don't know. It's a lot of back and forth, right?
Yeah.
I just don't understand. I guess I don't understand this whole idea of, like, we don't like someone, so why don't you go back to your own country and fix it there? Like, I don't know, are we going to do that to every refugee? Or, I mean, like, she went through a terrible situation growing up and was in refugee camps for years and then came here. So I think, like, Rand Paul's telling her to go back and see what a disaster Somalia is, but I think she probably
already knows
that.
Yeah.
Well, but under the circumstances, why is it? I guess there's a question that a lot of people have. I don't know that much about her, frankly, other than what's popped up in the last, you know, few months since she got elected. Certainly because AOC is all over the place, you know kind of what she's about. But I don't know that much about this person. But I am taken back a bit by the expectation. And I'm not even sure I know what that means, but the expectation that everybody will be accepting, because people are not. It's just not human nature.
Well, I'm not saying that
you're a bad guy if you don't accept it.
I'm not saying that everyone has to be accepting. I guess I'm just a little confused about the idea that, like, okay, you come here legally, you go through the process of...
But if you spend all your time complaining about what a lousy place it is...
But she's not doing that. I don't understand.
Well, I think she's doing a lot of it.
Actually, yes, I think that she is. I mean, if you look at her statements that she's made some pretty bold statements about the United States. She's definitely made some bold statements about Israel, and she's made different bold statements about some of the groups that we consider to be our enemies. So I think as much as what I hear what you're saying, Kara, I think that it is okay to say, look, maybe people shouldn't say that, but maybe also say, hey, maybe she shouldn't make some of the comments about America that she's making too if she's here representing. She is a clear example of the American dream. She came here as an immigrant.
Yeah.
She worked her way up. She became a congresswoman.
She can change
things that she doesn't like about the country, but to sit around and, you know, talk about all of the shortcomings. Well, lady, you've benefited from this country. And I think
it's
a lot of people feel
form.
That way.
Yeah, it seems like bad form. And not a way to win friends and influence people if you're trying to do it in a united way. Because that's how you get stuff done, is for everybody to kind of get together.
And she has the freedom to say what she wants, but I think other people have the freedom to respond as
right.
they want to.
But separate from her, this whole send him back, send her back, send him back, all this sending back stuff, you know, have we forgotten that we have discriminated against almost every group of immigrants? In if you look back in our, it's not that far back in history, Irish were no need apply. Don't even bother. If you're an Irish immigrant, you're not going to get a job. Then it switched, it switched over to the Italians. If you're Italian, you're not even going to get a job. My husband's family is from Italy. All of it. My husband's family is from Italy. They changed their name to sound like an Irish last name. There were Irish people who changed their names to sound Italian. It's absolutely crazy. And it's like we've forgotten that, you know, we went through this insane racism already.
How many people
like,
are
when
changing
is it
their
end?
Names to sound like you're from the Middle
the
East?
The problem is that people are misquoting what Trump said. What he said originally that started all of this, and whether it became a rallying cry or whatever, we'd go down that road. But he said, if you take issue with this country, go back, fix something where you came from, and tell me what I should be doing differently in this country. And he said that not only to people from other countries, he said it to people here. In fact, the best example is to Elijah Cummings, to Nancy Pelosi, to Adam Schiff. If you look at your district, people are suffering. There is human waste on the streets. If you take issue with what I'm doing, go back and fix your district and tell me what I should be doing differently.
A lot of these things are taken out of context.
I'm actually not even talking about Trump. I'm talking about the people who, on his side, think that they're supporters of his, and they're the ones with these chants of send them back. And all. They've even taken his words were out of context.
Yes.
And that's
a
problem.
And that's it. And these people who are bigots, who are haters.
Yes. They're using it as an open door to racism.
The only reason I pay attention to Marianne Williamson, who's on the dais again tonight, is because she has a message that's different than everybody else. I'm not happy that she feels like she needs to take a shot at Trump. Leave Trump alone. Leave everybody. You're running for an office. So be positive. What are you going to do? Stop talking about the other people and talk about what you think is important and what it is that you can do, and stop with the other stuff.
Mayor Pete's been saying that from day one, which I love. And he said, look, this isn't even about one guy in one office. This is a much larger issue. And I'm glad that, you know, he's at least stuck to that.
Yeah, but he's been also calling people racist, too. I mean, he's been saying some
he
of
has
that.
Been?
Yes. Well, people are racist.
The word's overused. There are a lot of racist people, but it's overused.
I'm sick of people saying you're racist or you're sexist because I don't agree with somebody who has a different skin color or a different sex than mine. That's not fair.
All right, so what's tonight the debate? What's serious and what's going to be a lot of demagoguery going on, I'm sure, as usual.
Well, the debate is tonight, and yes, Victoria has told us about the debate and the new rules. They're not going to be answering any questions with the hand raising or the yes or no. They're actually going to be able to answer the questions. The debate moderators will be Dana Bash and Anderson. Not Anderson Cooper, Jake Tapper, and Don Lemon. But I thought what was a little kind of digging down into what we might expect over the next couple of days is what ideas from Democrat candidates are actually catching on online. So what's trending hardest is the question from these candidates. And number one trending this week, any guesses, guys? The candidate trending?
I read this, so I won't spoil it. I'll let other people guess.
The answer is Elizabeth Warren, and the answer is Bernie Sanders, and their idea to cancel student loan debt has generated the most online attention among policies proposed by 2020 Democrats.
Oh, my God. Who believes that crap?
Everyone with college loan debt.
Yeah.
Look at how many people. You don't have college loan debt, but look at how many people will, you know, they're in their 40s and they're still paying college loan debt off, and they won't be able to buy a house.
My daughter is one of them. Yeah.
Well, there you go. So maybe
she can't buy a house. Yeah.
Well, who's supporting that, and who's, you know, that's who it is. It's probably, and I don't know if your daughter does, but you know, that's who it is. There's a lot of people, millions of people.
This is with no offense to Megan, you know I love her, but she chose to go to some really expensive schools. She didn't have to do that. And so it's harder for me to get sympathy for people who chose to go to really expensive schools, and they go, oh, I need my student debt canceled.
I don't agree with it.
I think that's, you know, everybody has a choice. I got accepted to some better schools. I chose to go to a school that I could actually afford, so I didn't have any student debt.
Yep. I don't agree with canceling student loan debt. I think that there needs to be, Bernie's plan is capping the interest on it at 15%, because some of these some of the loans are up into the 30s, which is ridiculous. So I agree with that, and I think that there's a way to manage it, but I don't agree with canceling the debt. Because there are a lot of people who are irresponsible. Well, yeah. And there are people who are irresponsible and didn't do what Jen did, and they go, oh, well, I'm going to sign these loans, and I can't afford Harvard or wherever they go, but I'm just going to figure it out later on. And then now they want the system to cancel it.
Yeah, or they anticipate they're going to get the big job, and then all of a sudden the reality hits, and it doesn't happen.
My daughter's husband is a, they're both full profs at UCLA, and they make good money. But they have. He gave the address to the graduating senior class last month, and one of the things he showed me his speech was going to be, and I read it, and I was quite impressed with what he was saying. How he basically, he's not the kind of guy that's out there. He's pretty reserved and doesn't talk a lot about himself or tell you many stories about himself. But he told the students how much student debt he had. Now, he's a college professor. He's 44 years old. He's been out of school for 20 years, and he's still paying yep. back his college debt. And, yeah, he went to some pretty heady schools and was accepted here and there. But he said to them that you must, you know, get used to it, because that's part of, if you want an education, you're going to have to figure out how to pay for it. And they were aghast that he, 20 years after he got out of school, a college professor, yep. a full professor at UCLA, making probably $125,000 a year, still is paying back for his schooling 20 years before.
And those kids would be lucky if they're not in the same situation.
Yes, that's what he was telling him. So he said to him, deal with it and move, you know, get yourself into a position where you understand that that's one of the realities. I was really surprised he was that upfront, you know, because of the...
Well, it's nice that he was upfront, because that's what I feel like needs to change. There needs to be some kind of reform on actual, you know, loan institutions and the way the system mm-hmm. works, and then education, because so many kids are in high school and they think, okay, my parents didn't go to college, or they don't know how to do this, and so they think the only way to do it is to get these gigantic loans yep. that have huge interest rates, and then they're screwed over, and it's not until after college that they realize the situation that they're going to be in. And I don't know, there are just so many problems wrong with that system, but I agree. I was talking to one of my roommates who specifically paid her college loans back quicker so that she wouldn't have to, you know, deal with as many interest rates getting higher. Yeah. And she was like, well, okay, now you're going to relieve all these other people's student loans. Like, am I going to get a refund check back?
Yeah. Right.
Or, you know,
yeah, it's not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair. I didn't have student loans because my parents went to a school that was cheaper, so my parents could pay for it. So, yeah, mm-hmm. it's not fair for anybody who did that.
All right, food for thought. Jen, I got to do a commercial. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. We started off the story, so hey,
yes,
whatever.
Did, right. All right, let me help you lose some weight the Calitrin way. There are answers. There are lots of questions that get asked by people. And the great thing about the Calitrin website, which is toploss.com, is there are answers to most of the questions. Like, how do I get the most from Calitrin? A, you take it consistently every night before you go to bed. Take 4 capsules so it can work through the night on your body without your knowing about it. The other answer to that question is to check so that you are, you know what your body is doing. Keep in touch with your body. Keep exercising. The main ingredient in Calitrin, highest quality collagen available, and that's the protein that is more a part of your body than anything else. Stop making it for whatever the reason. Mother Nature thought, okay, well, by the time you're 20, your body is fully developed and that's all you need. Well, that turns out not to be true. As you get older, you get fatter, and so now's the time for you to aid yourself, your body, your health, get rid of the weight the natural way. It's all natural. The ingredients are all natural in collagen. That's why I use it. And they've been talking to you through me on this program for a couple of years because the program works. I keep telling people about it, and more people get on the program. They go to toploss.com, and they click the box for DJV. In this circumstance right now, the summer sizzler deal, $20 off the 90-day supply of collagen, and you get free shipping. It really is, I mean, of Calitrin. It's a great way to lose the weight and keep it off. 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Diamonds and Rust, one of the great, provocative, thoughtful songs from Joan Baez. If you can get away from her politics, I'm sorry that some people can't when it comes to music. I think you just put that stuff aside and enjoy what the stories are in her songs, and a lot of other performers as well. This is 60 years, almost to the day, since Joan Baez made her debut at the Newport Folk Festival in 1959. She has wrapped up her career as a live performer with a show. It wasn't at the Newport Folk Festival. It was in Madrid, as a matter of fact. Concert featured songs she's been playing for decades, like Diamonds and Rust and How's the Rising Sun, Joe Hill, The Boxer. She began her Fare Thee Well tour in March of last year. The Animals did a version of this. Hers is much more empathetic. One reason she decided to stop touring, the condition of her singing voice. She said, quote, "I know some people strain to sing until they're 100 and then they drop dead on the stage. That's never been my vision as to how I'd like to end my career. I like this voice. I think she has a fabulous voice. Nothing to do with the one I had 50 years ago, but I'm enjoying it, and it's also at the same time quite difficult to keep up." Back in April, she imagined she'd play No Nos Movran as the final song of the last show. That tune indeed kicked off the last encore of the night, but she followed it up with some more songs like Donna Donna and Dink's Song, which is Fare Thee Well, than her standard closer on tour. Her future plans are unclear. She says, "I've never taken much time to do anything which I think is pretty important, especially at my age, and sort of contemplating what's coming. In this culture, we spend most of our time trying to avoid it." Yeah, I think that's probably true. or work around it, one or the other. So, the end of the road for Joan Baez musically. 26 after the hour on the DJV program. The music is our focus in this portion of every hour. So let's move on to something that's contemporary. That movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood by Quentin Tarantino has a soundtrack that may be the best part of the movie from what I've heard. It's not a movie I want to see, but the soundtrack has some interesting 1960s Hollywood type music like Treat Her Right, Roy Head and the Traits, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, Bob Seger, Hush from Deep Purple, Son of a Lovin' Man by the Buchanan Brothers, Good Thing by Paul Revere and the Raiders, Hungry, also a Paul Revere song, Choo Choo Train by the Box Tops, that's kind of a funny, interesting song, Jenny Take a Ride, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, Deep Purple's version of Kentucky Woman is in the movie, Buffy St. Marie's The Circle Game, that'd be interesting to see how that's used. Simon and Garfunkel.
So you know all these songs, because I have to be honest, 90% of this list I've never heard of.
So
these were famous, well-known songs and charting songs?
Yes, very much so. Dee Clark and Hey Little Girl. Play a little excerpt of that, would you, Kara, please? An interesting song to be.
Well,
I don't know what
you have to give me a minute to find it.
I will. Okay. I'll give you a minute to find it.
But this is not uncommon for Tarantino. Music is something that he really is into. And so all of his movies, I'm not a fan of his movie style, but they always have a great soundtrack.
Yeah. Yeah, you can have an album out of it. Brother Loves Traveling Salvation Show by Neil Diamond. A speak song from the 70s. Mr. Sun, Mr. Moon. Again, a Paul Revere. It's interesting. You got three songs from Paul Revere and the Raiders in this. Jose Feliciano's California. This is Dee Clark. 28 after the hour on the DJV program. Hey, little girl in the black silk stocking. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Seattle woman's under arrest for a massive hack of Capital One that the bank says exposed the information of about 100 million Americans and 6 million Canadians. The personal information came from credit card applications from over the past 14 years. Financial expert Dr. Boyce Watkins says that as far as the bank is saying, not everyone's most critical information's at risk.
So your credit card numbers, they claim, are safe, and they claim that 99% of the Social Security numbers were not affected. So there's a 1% chance, according to what they're releasing, that you were affected by this breach.
A bill to extend the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund has been signed by President Trump in a Rose Garden ceremony yesterday. It provides long-term health care funding for first responders affected by toxic debris at Ground Zero. And this is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Figure it out. It's the DJV Show. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show, on Twitter as well, at DJV Show. Our podcast every day. You can get bits and pieces of the show if you're missing out on all of it, which most of you are. Average listener to this program, about 40 minutes. So there you go. And we have all of this great stuff. Got to get a hold of it. I want to I was decrying the fact that we're going back to school, but we're going to talk about that a little bit more in this half hour. Plus the story of a car mechanic who shifted gears coming up after we lose some people in the news, starting with Taraji P. Henson, who first came to attention for me when she was on Person of Interest. Wow, what a career she's having. Right, Victoria?
Yes, absolutely. She's been in some really big movies. She's an Oscar-nominated actress. People may not remember. The first time I actually saw her was in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button with Brad Pitt.
Oh,
she was nominated.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, she got nominated for Best Supporting Actress, and she was phenomenal in that movie. And like you said, she's gone on to do Person of Interest, and she's done so many other things. She's currently the star of Empire on Fox, and she's currently the victim of some pretty intense hacking. And a
really?
Chicago woman has been charged now with stealing Taraji's identity. She hacked into her email. She hacked into her bank accounts. She racked up $12,000 in fraudulent charges. And she had another $4,000 in bogus charges to other banks and things trying to open accounts in Taraji's name. And so her Taraji's manager is the one who saw some of these charges coming through, confirmed with Taraji that they were not fit purchases that she made, and so that's where this has gone now. Prosecutors are going after this woman. She's 29 years old. Get this. You're going to love this one, Doug. She suffers from bipolar disorder, and she is currently pregnant with her seventh child.
Oh, my God. These people. Ugh.
29 years old. This is her seventh child, and somehow she has been able to, if you saw a picture of her, you wouldn't think computer hacker wouldn't, like, you know, be the first thing you'd think of, but hey, apparently that's exactly what she did. And so they're now trying to figure out how many other victims she has. And the interesting thing is she started ordering all this merchandise online. She, you know, using different credit cards that she scammed. She's accused of defrauding J.P. Morgan Chase, American Express, PayPal, other companies. And so a postal worker refused to deliver packages to her last September because he or she was convinced that this was part of an identity theft scam. And so she eventually got her hands on all the stuff that she ordered because she went down to the post office and made crazy threats. And so they eventually just gave her all these packages. And so I'm not sure if the post office will play a part in the trial, but it definitely looks like it's heading in that direction. And she has been released on $10,000 bail. She was ordered to submit to electronic monitoring because they want to know exactly where she is. She's also not allowed to contact any of the victims or witnesses in the case, and she is barred from using the internet until the case is concluded. So anybody can fall victim. That's why, once again, this is why we always say, freeze your credit reports.
All right, let's talk for just a second. Please update us on the Capital One data breach, 100 million people affected by that. Do you have any...
There's really nothing new on it. 140,000 people have been confirmed that they have had their social security number, banking number, sometimes home addresses, things like that. That's all been stolen. And they caught the woman who did it. She really didn't even try to hide it very well at all. It was pretty easy to find her. But the Capital One says that if you are a customer and you have been affected, they will notify you directly. They will also offer free credit monitoring for your account to make sure people haven't, you know, bought your data and opened new accounts in your name. And again, freeze your credit reports. That's the best thing you can do.
Here's the story, speaking about the best thing you can do. Story of a man named Carl Allamby, A-L-L-A-M-B-Y. He was a diagnostician, car mechanic, and was pretty good at it. But at some point, he was tired of fixing cars, and he wanted to fix people. So he went back to college at the age of 47 and has become one of the oldest new black doctors in America. He is from East Cleveland. Story in the Plain Dealer today about how he decided to, if you'll pardon the pun, overhaul his career. He says, I'm doing now the same thing with people as I used to do on cars. I'm trying to listen, figure out what the problem is, and fix it. This is a fabulous
First of all, I love this story, and I love how you find these stories. I absolutely love this, and I'm hoping that this becomes a TV show, because this is very similar.
It would be a good, yeah.
What an amazing TV show it would be. He has to be in there with, like, all the young, you know, recent med school grads. Yeah. They're all doing their their rotations together in a hospital. That, to me, would be a really great premise for a TV show. It's similar to what Nathan Fillion's doing with The Rookie, because he was a contractor, and then he goes to the police academy and becomes the oldest rookie that they've ever had in his, you know, mid to late 40s. So and it works as a premise. It really does. So
he didn't want to go to college. His high school grade point average was a 2.0. He got a job, dropped out of school at 16, went to an auto parts store, and then learned how to fix cars, like being around cars. And he didn't have a lot of money, but he was working hard and had a couple of jobs. He was a parking lot attendant and continued to work at the parts store and worked in a garage. And, you know, for 18 years, he just kept doing the same thing. And he gets smart, as people do when they get older. What's the old expression? We get too soon old and too late smart. This guy decided he wanted to grow his life. And so in 2006, he'd been out of high school for a decade, decided he'd go part-time studying biology at Ursuline College, and that's what he did. And so the story goes on from there, but it's pretty basic stuff.
That is
one
great.
One of his teachers, Dr. Michael Watts, saw something in him. Because he was curious and he thought things through. And there were no black doctors as role models, even in Cleveland, at the Cleveland Clinic. So he just decided, you know, I'm certainly a non-traditional student. And he got out of school with a 3.98 GPA.
Good for him.
Chemistry, you know, all that kind of stuff. So he had to go to school, get a couple of degrees. Chemistry professor loved the guy. He was studying stem cell therapy. It's a good story. Good for him. In a moment or two, we're going to focus, if you can believe it or not, here we are at the end of July, and the school is just around the corner. Oh, I didn't even say that. All right, so we'll stand by for some back-to-school advice in a matter of moments. Here's some advice for those of you who had a rotten night. You didn't sleep well. And you didn't really think that, you know, when you got up this morning, you didn't think you wanted to go to work. Well, let me fix all of that. It is pretty simple. Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, tells his story. And I bet it's pretty similar to your story. You don't have to go out and make your own pillow to get a good night's rest. Mike's done that for you, along with a lot of other things as well that are great and guaranteed to keep you in a very good state of mind. When you wake up in the morning, you feel refreshed. Good pillows, good mattresses from MyPillow, mattress toppers from MyPillow, sheets from MyPillow. So go, I love this MyPillow mattress topper. I got one of them, and I find it just sort of, if you'll pardon the pun, tops everything off. So you got all kinds of deals. You can get 4 MyPillows for the price of 2. The deals just go on and on and on and on and on. So let's go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and reestablish a good night's sleep, not only for you, but for everybody in your home. All the beds in your house should be new and fresh, new pillows, new sheets, pillowcases, all that stuff. Get them all and finance anything over $200. That's a big deal as well. At MyPillow.com, use the promo code, please, DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Valero salutes you and all your finest moments. For those times you go beyond what you thought possible. Whether that looks like running that extra mile or that extra errand. For taking on a new challenge, a new adventure, or a new route to work. Wherever life's finest moments take you, get there with the finest fuel. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You know, I was just telling you a story about this doctor who was a car mechanic. The story of Melissa Garcia is pretty similar. After she practiced law for 10 years, she left it all behind to follow her dreams in fashion and seemingly hasn't looked back. She's quickly become one of the most highly sought after fashion experts in the country. You see her on TV all of the time, so it's nice to have her here. And I guess congratulations, actually. I don't know, Melissa, whether you heard me tell the story about the doctor in Cleveland who was a car mechanic, and he went back to school, changed his life completely, wasn't happy, and it looks like you have a similar story. Good for you.
Thank you so much. Yes, I love that. And what I say is it's never too late to follow your dreams. Everything is timed correctly. So if you have a dream out there, go follow it.
Exactly. Thoughts are things. Doesn't make any difference how old you are. You can change the life and make it what you want. Okay.
That's exactly right.
I would like to turn back the clock, but I can't. It is back to school time. It seems like school just got out. That was a couple of months ago.
I know.
You're here to give us the scoop on some of the things that we need to have and where to find them. So where do we begin?
Yes. So, of course, for all of your shopping needs for kids, for the men, the women, everything H&M has you covered. They have everything starting at just $9.99. And, of course, you can shop either in-store or online at hm.com. Now, if you do shop in-store, they have some great incentives. If you bring any piece of unwanted clothing, you'll get 15% off of your entire purchase. You can also get 15% off if you verify your student status. And you can get 10% off if you sign up for their loyalty program. So there's tons of ways to get discounts at H&M. Now, for the ladies, it's all about the 90s. So think clueless, reinvented. We're seeing lots of plaid, matching sets. We're seeing backpacks, but it's not the big backpacks. It's all about the small backpack this season. And H&M has tons of small backpacks and a wide variety of colors. And we also have a lot of Ariana Grande tour merchandise. So if you love Ariana Grande, this is the perfect place to sort of sprinkle some of those pieces into your wardrobe. For the guys, of course, it's all about jogger pants, plaid button-downs, graphic tees, and those transitional outerwear pieces that you can wear throughout the entire year. Now, for the kids, we can't forget, they love dinosaurs and unicorns. We're seeing lots of denim for the kids. And they also have a Toca Life collection that's launching August 8th exclusively at H&M. So to be sure to check all of these out, either in-store or online at hm.com. Now, if you're actually going off to college, you need to get all of your dorm and campus needs, and Bed Bath & Beyond is sort of your one-stop shop to get everything that you need. They also have great experts in the store to help make sure you check everything off of your list. For me personally, I love their pack and hold program. Basically what you do is you shop at any Bed Bath & Beyond, either in-store, online, or on their app, get everything that you need, and then when you get to school, you go to the Bed Bath & Beyond that's closest to your college campus, and everything is there waiting for you. So it makes the travel trip so much easier if you're traveling a distance. Now, the fourth line of business for me for your dorm room is always your bed. You want it to feel like a piece of home, and I love the UGG bedding collection. It is so, so soft. It has, like, a nice neutral color palette, and it's exclusive to Bed Bath & Beyond. So this is a must-have for me. And then, of course, you need great sheets. Pure Beach has amazing sheets. They're so soft, come in a really wide variety of colors, and they also come in that extra-long length, which most dorms require. So be sure to check with your college to see if they need those extra-long sheets. Now, you also need storage space because that's, of course, limited in your dorm room. So I love the idea of doing under-storage bed drawers, and also they have bedside caddies. And, of course, to make it feel at home, floor pillows and peel-and-stick wall decals are another must-have from Bed Bath & Beyond, all available in-store or bedbathandbeyond.com/shop-for-college. Now, you also want to feel your best when you're going back to school, and I believe that starts with great skin, and Biore Pore Cleansing Strips are amazing. They lift out all dirt, oil, impurities, a week's worth in just minutes, and they have three different types that are my favorite. They have charcoal strips, which actually are great if you have oily skin. It keeps you shine-free for up to 24 hours. They have deep cleansing strips, which are great for deep-rooted dirt and oil, and they also have witch hazel strips, which their astringent properties really help to tighten up your pores and just give you that gorgeous glow. So between all three of these, you will be set for back to school, even though we don't want it to be here. But you will be covered.
We don't, but you've done a great job. You're like a spinning top. It just starts you going, and you went and you got all the things covered, all bases covered. Melissa Garcia here with some fabulous ideas as you prepare yourself or your youngsters to go back to school on the DJV program, 10 before the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Stories make good movies, and good movies make for good entertainment. Good entertainment is a good way for you to give your mind a rest. I guess it just depends on how you define good movies and good entertainment. Chuck Curry is here with his definition of what the new movies are. Chuck's going to have some information, talk about maybe a new movie or two. That's what he normally does here on Movie Moments. We have the music from Total Recall, an Arnold movie. So that helps us to celebrate his birthday. Is that right, Chucker?
That's right. Arnold Schwarzenegger, born in Austria this day, 1947. He's 72 years old. One of the, I'd say, one of the most famous pop culture
celebrity actors
of all time.
Yeah, well-known. Absolutely. In the world. In the world. The Rock is becoming someone like that, but he's, I think, I would bet you, I think you could make, other than Trump, I would think, you know, think about the faces, the famous faces that are around now. Is there one there that, I can't think of one that is more well-known than Arnold's face? Think about it.
Yeah, I just want to prophesize that twofold. One, it's interesting you bring that up, because one time in my theater, Julia Roberts had an amazing run, and most people knew who she was. Basically, if you showed a person a picture of Julia Roberts, they would know her name, right?
Right.
For the most part.
Correct.
And then I said at my theater, I'm a fan of Rachel McAdams, who I think is a really talented actress who I would pay to see any movie she's in. But if you held up her picture, most people would say, I know who that is, but they may not know her name.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think that happens with lots of actors and actresses that are not big, big stars, but yet you see them everywhere. Bruce Greenwood is a pretty good example. I always talk about Bruce McGill, but there are these actors that have been around for a long time playing pretty big, substantial roles that you know them immediately, but you can't put a name to their face. And so that's, do you think those are two good ideas, Bruce McGill?
No, I do. But, you know, it's interesting, speaking of Arnold Schwarzenegger, how you wouldn't look at Arnold Schwarzenegger when he first started and say this is going to be a guy who would span the test of a three-decade-plus career. He got discovered in a documentary called Pumping Iron in the early 80s, and then he got some roles like Conan the Barbarian, basically based on his physique because he was a weightlifter, had an amazing physical body, and then his big break really came in 84 when James Cameron cast him as the Terminator, and really the rest is history. We played the theme to Total Recall, which came out in 1990. It's a great year for Arnold. Total Recall, I never thought he was more likable on screen playing a character of Douglas Quaid. And the same year, he did a comedy called Kindergarten Cop, which I also thought was a terrific movie. He could do action and comedy, and he was never going to win an Oscar. But a likable guy knew how to play his persona and made it into a brilliant movie
back
career.
To what John Wayne used to say, nobody but the public likes my movies. The critics be damned. You know, I was thinking about women. The counterpart to Bruce Greenwood or Bruce McGill is somebody like Elizabeth Shue. Would you say she was the counterpart, a woman who you're instantly recognizable, but you don't really know her name? Immediately, is she someone that you think is in that?
Yeah, I would think most people would, if they saw her, they would say that's the girl from The Karate Kid from 1984. She also hit probably most high profile role Elizabeth Shue would be in the opposite Tom Cruise in the movie Cocktail. Not a critical favorite, but a big box office.
She's aged fabulously. She's a fabulously looking woman, and I like the way she smiles and her. And the way she rolls, she just is one of those people that brightens the screen, brightens your life if you're...
I agree. One bit of movie news I just want to point out. It was announced that Martin Scorsese's $100 million-plus mob drama, The Irishman, will open at the New York City Film Festival on September 27th.
It stars
Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Al Pacino...
The old gang is back together again.
It's a Netflix movie. It's going to play in theaters, and they extensively use the technology of de-aging, where they're going to take these actors and de-age them 30 plus years. So it's going to be a high profile, very interesting movie that will premiere at the.
Will it be a gangster like shoot 'em up, kill 'em movie? Is it going to be one of those? I would rather it not be. I'd like to see it because I like all those actors, but I don't want to see them chopping up people and hitting them over the head with a baseball bat.
Well, Martin Scorsese directed one of the best mafia movies of all time, which was Goodfellas, a perfect film from beginning and end. Yeah, I'm sure you're going to see some violence, Doug. It will be rated R. It's a Scorsese movie. One of the great directors of all time. I'm looking forward to it, I must say.
I know, but you look forward to all that stuff. I'd like a little bit more.
Absolutely.
I like gentle, thanks. Wait a minute, 59 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.